2 Samuel chapter number 9. I want to preach on from lowly bar to the king's table. Lowly bar to the king's table. Here in chapter number 9, 2 Samuel verse number 1, it says, "And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him? Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of his house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodibar. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold, thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father. Thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant, that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread alway at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all the that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. So I want to look through this chapter tonight and just kind of look through this story of Mephibosheth and see some different things that God puts in here that relates to his story of salvation to us. We look in verse number 1. We're seeing that David, he's seeking to repay the kindness of Jonathan by showing kindness to someone who is left of Saul's line, of Jonathan's line. So the king is seeking to do kindness to the line of Saul. Someone that has done great pain to David, someone that has caused him great strife, and has tried to kill him, he's hunted him, yet David, he's looking to show him kindness anyways, trying to show his line kindness. If you think about that as our Savior, we are a line of sinners who caused him a lot of pain, a lot of strife, yet he still seeks to show us kindness. And as we get down through here, we're seeing that David is not seeking Saul's kin because he wants to make sure that they can't usurp the throne. But he's seeking Saul's kin out just out of love and out of forgiveness. And this ain't a part of my message tonight, but just an important note. David is specifically right here showing forgiveness. And showing that no matter what he went through, no matter the pain that he had to endure, no matter getting drove away from his home, being hunted, and being wanted to be killed, he had that. He had a forgiving heart to where he forgave Saul for what he did. And just pointing that out, because we should also have a forgiving heart. And many times, myself included, for many years, we can hold on to the different wrongs that are done to us, but we need to let ourselves become, don't need to let ourselves become bitter without even realizing it, but we need to learn to forgive and show mercy and compassion to those who have wronged you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, it says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you." So we're supposed to bless them and pray for them and love them. I always say this, there's a difference between hating the sin and hating the sinner. You can hate the sin, but you still got to love the sinner. If somebody does something to you, you can still hate what they did to you, but you still have to forgive them and love them. But let's get back to what we're looking at in 2 Samuel chapter number 9. Now it says in verse number 1, it says that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Let's take this a little bit deeper. Turn over to 1 Samuel chapter number 20. 1 Samuel chapter number 20, verse number 14. So David is right here, right before Saul is about to start hunting him. Jonathan is giving him some protection. And they make this covenant right here in verse number 14 and 15. It says, "And thou shalt not only while yet I live show me the kindness of the Lord that I die not, but also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David, every one from the face of the earth." So we're seeing this covenant right here. So David, he still has that forgiving heart like I'm talking about, but he has this covenant that he's trying to uphold with Jonathan also. We're seeing right here in verse number 3 when David's trying to uphold this, that he learns that Jonathan's own son is alive in verse number 3. Verse number 3, it says, "And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." So right here, David's seeing now that Jonathan has a son, and if you look through this chapter, you'll find that he's very surprised by that. So this is not something that he's aware of, but we're also seeing that he's lame on his feet. We can see in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, how Mephibosheth becomes lame, and I won't go into that. But Mephibosheth right here, he's mostly helpless. And as you read through here in verse number 4, says he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lodibar. So here's where I'm wanting to get to. Mephibosheth, he's pretty helpless. He's living in this place called Lodibar. Lodibar means no pasture and no sheepfold. This place is just a barren land. It has nothing. There is no sheepfold, so there's nowhere. Basically, it's saying that there's nowhere for sheep to be grazing. It's no place for a sheep to be. So that makes this a dry desert land for sinners. It's a dry desert land. you ain't going to find sheep there because the shepherd has them in the pasture. So there's nowhere for the sheep to be grazing. There's no food for a sheep. So here in verse number 4, we're also saying that Mephibosheth is in the house of Machir. So the word Machir, it means enslaved or sold. So Mephibosheth, we find him and he's living in a barren land in a house of the enslaved. The sinner, he lives in a place like Lodibar. Sin leaves a wasteland. There's not going to be any sheep found because the shepherd's taken them to a pasture. Sinners living in this house that's enslaved. And they're sold into this sin in need of redemption. Verse number 5, we're finding that the king, then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir. So right here, David is calling for Mephibosheth. He's fetching for Mephibosheth. And I find it interesting that they use this word fetched. It has two different definitions. One means to somebody bring something. So he's telling Ziba to bring him here. But that other definition, it means to achieve a particular price. Our King, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, he had to pay a particular price. He had to achieve a particular price in order to fetch us. He fetched us in that particular price. He died upon the cross. And the blood of Jesus paid the sin debt upon the sinner so that we may be made free and so that we can be as Mephibosheth and now be a servant of the king. Verse number 7, it says, "And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake and will restore thee all of the land of Saul thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." So now because of Jonathan, we're seeing that David has now showed forth the kindness to Mephibosheth. Because of Christ and his payment, God's showing forth kindness to the sinner. He's showing forth the restoring by salvation. And through that restoring of salvation, we're made as a child of the king. Mephibosheth is a servant and is made of son of a king. David sets Mephibosheth at the king's table right with his sons. All of the blessings of the kingdom are now being partaken of by Mephibosheth. David's saying right here that I'm giving you all the bread. You're getting it continually. You're going to be sitting with my sons. You're going to get all the blessings of the king. You're going to get all the blessings at the king's table. All the blessings of the kingdom are now being partaken of by Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth is getting to eat what the king eats. He's getting clothed with the royal robes. He has a new home. He's being treated as one of the king's family. So right here we're seeing a royal adoption. Salvation is a royal adoption into the king's family, our God. We get clothed anew. We have a new home, and all the blessing of the kingdom of God is ours. So Mephibosheth, he's starting off in this barren wasteland, and he's completely helpless, just as me and you were as a sinner. Sinner is completely helpless. The only way that they can be restored, the only salvation they can get is through the king, restoring them. Right here is a beautiful picture that from Lodibar, this barren wasteland, this sinner, he's getting taken, he's getting put and restored, getting royal adoption into the king's family, getting sat at the king's table. So Mephibosheth, he went from the wasteland, Lodibar, enslaved in the house of Machir, the house of the king, to the house of the king, made a servant, and then a son, and sat down at the king's table. And I want to look at verse number 12 also real quick. It says, and Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. So these last two verses, we're seeing now the royal adoption. He's went from Lodibar to the king's table, and he's not the only one getting the reward for it. He has a son, and that son, Micah, he's getting sat at the king's table too. He's getting all the blessings of the king's table because his father was a servant, became a son, and became one of the king's sons, got that royal adoption, found that salvation. So I'm just wanting to point that out, as we need to be one of the king's servants, one of the king's sons, because through that, our children also get the same blessings that we do. They get raised in the king's household. And that's all I have tonight, just a short little look into it.